How sweet the scent of morning breeze doth smell to mine own regal nostrils as I breathe. I, Denmark's king, do spend these moments well in solitude, afore the day's long... What the crap! From shimmering air a frightful figure forms, to step into this world out of the void.
Damn, that hurts every time. Must be jet lag.
Angels and ministers of grace defend us. Be thou a spirit of health, or goblin damned. Thou comes in such a questionable shape that I would speak with thee.
Yeah, well, I can see where your son gets it from.
Our son? What know ye of our son, foul fiend? Take heed. Bend not thy purpose toward the prince.
Relax, bozo. I'm here to make sure nothing bad happens to you or your son.
What mode of creature art thou, Shimmer Man, that forms from out the incorporeal air?
Geez, do you all have to talk like that all the time? It can really wear on the nerves, you know? Whatever, think of me as a good ghost from the future. You can call me Mr. Happily Ever After. The Story Buster. The Fixer.
I have nothing for these words, ghost. They are not mine.
No, nor mine now. Oh, crap, now you got me doing it. Look, listen to me. I don't care what you call me or what you think I am. I'm here to make this story jump the tracks and end in a good way.
Story?
All right, never mind. Let me just be sure that I'm in the right place here now. You're Hamlet the King around here, right?
We are the glorious majesty of Denmark.
And you have a wife named Gertrude, a brother named Claudius, and a son called Hamlet?
All that is so, and no great prophecy of thine can change the truth for all to see.
All right, cool. You're not dead yet. All right, listen. Check this out, King. Your brother Claudius?
Aye.
Total scumbag.
What?
He's a crumb bum.
Hey?
Oh, man, let me put this in your lingo. Maybe if I say it fast enough. Eglantine cowslip of thy moiety forbear unhallowed flibbity gibbet.
A villain?
I kid you not. He wants your wife, he wants your crown, he wants you dead.
Through lies thou seek'st to make of us a dupe. I warn thee, ghost, 'tis not our bag of soup.
Did you just say bag of soup?
What foul deception issues from thy lips that thou shouldst drag my kin through mire and scorn? If thee were flesh and sensible to whips, we'd have thee scourged from evensong till morn.
I'm not bullshitting you, Hamboy. He means to kill you this afternoon. You want to shut up and listen to me? Because if you don't, you're toast.
I am tame, sir. Pronounce.
Like father, like son. All right. You like taking an afternoon nap in that orchard over there, right?
'Tis true. I can no falsehood there detect.
Okay, the way this story plays out, he's going to make sure nobody's around, sneak up on you, and pour poison in your ear.
Poison?
Yeah, juice of cursed hebena in a vial. I think it's hebena. It could be called hemlock, I'm not sure.
Same thing, I think.
Whatever. He's gonna dump that crap in your ear, and swift as quicksilver, it'll course through the natural gates and alleys of your body, and then, I don't know, congeal or something, harden up, coagulate, turn you into the world's largest king-shaped candle or something. The point is, you'll be dead, Mr. King Majesty Man. Dead.
What proof have ye of this so foul design that can with surety condemn the fiend?
The proof is up to you, bud. But if you want to be certain, catch him yourself. Ball up some beeswax and stick it in your ear, all right? Get a couple of your trusted guards, and I mean your trusted guards. Get them to hide in the area. Do it soon. Do it right now, okay? Make them hide like soldiers waiting for an ambush. Then, way later on, when you go to take your nap, go out there, pretend to sleep. Pretend. And once the bastard comes by and tries his little trick, you hop up, you grab him by the arm, tell him to go ahead and pour some of that hebena in his own ear. If he does, he's a dead man. If he refuses, you know that he's every bit the snake I'm telling you he is. Then you can kick him in the fork and call him names and cut off his head, whatever you want to do.
How if we trust thee not and spurn thy word? Take sleep, and worry not of dark intents.
Then Denmark goes down the midden, jackass.
How dare thee wag thy tongue and noise so rude against me?
Let me lay it out for you, Ham and Cheese. If you buy it, then 8 more get killed after you, okay? This is how it goes. This is how it goes. I've seen it 100 times. Millions of people have seen this 100 times, okay? Claudius seduces your wife and convinces her to marry him. He gets the crown instead of Hamlet Jr. Hamlet Jr. gets all weepy and depressed. Your ghost starts walking the castle parapets at night and scaring the piss out of the guards. Hamlet Jr. finds out about it and talks to you. You lay it all out for him. What does he do? What does he do? Does he go downstairs and beat the crap out of Claudius? No. He starts wandering and wondering and worrying and playing bullshit detective games and pretending to be a nutcase. And then he tries trapping his uncle into a confession. And then he starts wondering if maybe he shouldn't just off himself. Then one night he gets pissed and tells his mother off. He hears a noise and he kills your good buddy Polonius. Paris. And then, Claudius sends him away with a couple of Charlies to England, but he switches the paperwork on him and they get killed over there. He comes back with pirates.
Pirates?
Yes, there's pirates, too. Then he finds out Ophelia, his girlfriend, went nuts and drowned. Then Laertes, her brother, Polonius' son, shows up ready to tear Hamlet Jr. a new one. And your brother, the king, goes in on it to help him. They have a sword contest where Laertes poisons Hamlet with a blade, gets scratched with it too. Claudius accidentally poisons your wife with a cup. Laertes spills the beans. Hamlet Jr. kills Claudius. 9 freaking dead people, including you, if you don't wake the fuck up and stop your murderous, crooked, horny turn of a brother 6 hours from now. You got it, bozo?
Thine eloquence could move the very walls to weep at such a carnal house of fate. And praise to angels in the heavenly halls, that we may change all ere it is too late.
That's the ticket. Now you're talking sense. You know what to do. I'm out of here.
What boon may we bestow upon thee, ghost, that could reflect thy charity divine? So grateful are we not to be made toast, so blessed that I may save this neck of mine.
Well, not to have the same lousy string of crappy incidents happen here is good enough for me. I've been going into the infinity of fiction worlds for years, sometimes twice a week, trying to make sure that this story ends well at least where I show up. But if you want to do yourself a favor after you save your own life, send that kid of yours to France with his buddy Laertes. Maybe he'll learn to stop brooding over everything and get a little chutzpah. And send Polonius away to some monastery somewhere. Tell him to write the history of everything. He always seems to have too much time on his hands. It's amazing. Even at his age, he gets into trouble trying to play secret agent all the time. And if Hamlet and Ophelia want to get married, well, that's none of my business, but she strikes me as a nutcase that's waiting to crack no matter what happens. I'm telling you, she could go off the deep end and drown anyway just because Hamlet leaves the toilet seat up once too often. Who knows?
Thank thee, ghost. We shall be sure...
Yeah, whatever. Goodbye. All right, let's just fast forward and tune in, see if you listened. There it is. Okay, the orchard. Let's see. Here we go. Okay. Here comes Claudius. Little pig. Hamlet. King Hamlet, are you asleep? You better not really be asleep, you little son of a... Ah! Bingo! Diggity.
What make you here, brother?
Nothing, Majesty.
Nothing? What have thee in that vial?
Nothing, good my brother.
Indeed so, nothing. Well, good brother, pour that nothing into the porters of thine own ear. Go on. What? Thou wilt hesitate? Shall I be, by a brother's hand, of life, of crown, of queen, at once dispatched? Take that for thy instruction.
Holy crap, he did kick him in the fork.
And meditate on tortures yet to come.
Well, my work here is done. What's next? Ah, much ado about nothing.